Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The National Weather Service says the sweltering heat is expected to keep going in the Southwest through at least next Friday. ER visits are up across the country as medical workers treat thousands of patients for heat-related illnesses, among them firefighters who are also struggling with the triple-digit temps. Correspondent Elise Preston.
Crews are battling flames across the West as July could be the hottest month on record. The blistering heat dome is fueling a massive wildfire in southern Washington state that's already burned more than 30,000 acres. The extreme weather causing deaths in several states, including Arizona, Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania.
Wildfires are also raging across the world on the Greek island of Rhodes, prompting the evacuation of thousands. The BBC's Warren McGuggan was one of the many tourists forced out of his holiday lodging.
We got the alert on our phone, the emergency alert, at about 11:30 our time, and then we were on a bus midnight. We got on the bus with this red glow over the top of the hills, where you could see the fires, and you could see that glow, and you could sense it was close.
And officials say a change in the wind helped spread the fire across many miles. Millions of Americans are heading to the movies this weekend. According to box office estimates, Barbie is heading for a massive $155 million domestic opening, while Oppenheimer looks to make a huge $77 million debut. CBS's Michael George.
The industry is in dire straits. Ticket sales haven't fully recovered from the pandemic, down 20% since 2019. And summer sequels like Indiana Jones and Mission Impossible are no longer attracting audiences the way they used to. Both fell short of expectations.
The Barbenheimer, as it's called, double feature has made history. For a three-day weekend, never before has one movie opened to $100 million or more, and another to more than $50 million. The Biden administration is prioritizing a fight against junk fees. But the question is, would their elimination help consumers?
Consumers are encountering surprise charges or junk fees. Some examples.
When you're buying concert tickets or when you're picking a seat on the airline.
Bankrate analyst Ted Ross says the government thinks the fees are out of whack.
Disproportionate to the value received.
Consumer junk fees may one day be eliminated, but Rossman expects them to just reappear elsewhere. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Now to some sports news. American golfer Brian Harman holds a five-shot lead heading into Sunday's final round of the British Open Championship. Only twice in history has a golfer not won the claret jug with that big of a lead. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
See Madison's pop sensation, Seesaw, opening the Luther Allison stage on Sunday, July 30th.
Check the box if you're breathing. I know that's a loaded question, but I gotta set a standard. Hope I can meet it. Your mind is mediocre. Your hugs might be decent. They say their touch is healing. Bring me a miracle.
For the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
I can't relate. might be metallic. Damien, let's have fun. Make a face connection. Damien, by a human. I'm afraid I can't relate. I can't relate. I can't relate. So pretty when I'm tripping into our cars. We've come so far. We're all mega superstars. I'll prove it. Tap, tap, this thing is hypnotizing. Life, cause nothing ever goes right. Pick up my mom and my grandma. Let's watch some paint dry. The game doesn't begin to describe how I'm sustaining. Hefty, I don't know how I keep on keeping. No sleep, I'm minding my heart. It must be a zombie. But I gotta set a standard, hope I can meet it. Your mind is mediocre, but your hugs might be decent. They say their touch is healing. Bring me a miracle. The key doesn't begin to describe how I'm sustaining. After I don't know how I keep on keeping. No sleep, I'm not eating.
Projecting is the name of the brand new album from Seesaw on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. My Heart is a Zombie is the name of that song. And Dial Me Up. Seesaw is playing Atwood Fest, folks.
Yes, they are.
What, Sunday on the Luther Allison stage? Is that right, Rocker?
Oh. That's correct. In fact, they're playing at noon, Jimmy. They'll be open up the Luther Allison stage. And this is one of the few shows that they're doing. There's only two shows, I believe, in their whole slew of shows coming up where it's a full band.
Oh, yeah, and they don't usually
Fest
do that.
Is one of them.
Oh, wow.
Excellent. Okay. We're privileged. We're honored, and thank you so much.
We just keep talking about Atwood Fest, and the more we talk about it, the better it keeps sounding. Right. Man,
the full lineup for Atwood Fest is at atwoodfest.com. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some more double shots of Atwood Fest bands coming up here shortly. Mm-hmm. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr. It's
Hello.
Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting all over the state of Wisconsin on so many awesome radio stations. We're happy to have your ears. Rocker, we still got lots of show. I don't know what's going to top the mustard talk from earlier, but let's give it a shot. What's on the agenda?
Oh, Jimmy, we have a bunch of really good stuff yet tonight. The Steepwater Band, they're going to be coming to Atwood Fest. They're from Chicago. We're going to be talking to Jeff Massey about them coming up here, their recent U.S. tour, whole bunch of good stuff.
And ladies, he's cute.
And Sugar Maple.
I just
Maple.
Had to add that in there. Wait till you see him on stage.
Sugar Maple Fest. That's coming up just after Atwood Fest. So Lake Farm County Park here on the outskirts of Madison, August 4th and 5th. We'll find Aaron.
Yes.
We're going to be talking to Aaron, mm-hmm. and we'll find out what's yes. going on. Then Max and Kevy, Greg Delman, Studio 301 in Portage. We'll be talking to him. And then Essential, Last Crack at 11.
And
that all comes up, Max and Kevy.
We don't have a Devil's Lair tonight. Our next Devil's Lair is going to be on August 5th at the new studio. Fingers crossed. And then, but I want to mention tonight at 9 o'clock, we're doing the 9 o'clock Funk Hour. A full hour of hand-picked funk for you.
Oh.
So I want to play a game.
Okay.
I want to play a game with you all. Right?
Okay.
Atwood Fest is coming up. We're talking a lot about it, okay? The three of us will be doing some emceeing at Atwood Fest, introducing Rockstar. So I feel like we need to practice for a little bit. So what I'd like to do here with the two of you, I'm going to give you a random name, just a random name from my Facebook feed, and you have 15 seconds to introduce the random name, okay? Rocker, you're going to go first.
Jimmy, our sponsors include
Deb Fields.
No fair.
Deb Fields. Oh, she's the calendar queen. She's the master of all things calendar. She knows every band that's playing in the city. Mm-hmm, please welcome to the stage, Deb Fields.
Yeah, very nice. Good improv there, Rocker. All right.
Doggone it.
Let's see. Who am I picking for Terry?
Yeah, be nice. Come on now.
Gabby Parsons.
Oh, Gabby. You know her. You love her. She is no longer on the radio here, but we don't care because she is just fabulous. She brings her spunk and her spirit and her love of music to the stage. Everybody, hands together for Gabby Parsons.
Oh, very nice.
All right.
Hey, Gabby, how you doing?
I am fine. Thanks for that intro. It was awesome.
What? Is this
Hi,
really
Terry.
Gabby?
Hi,
oh, my God.
Hi, Gabby.
It's Atwood Fest weekend. Of course my mind is in Madison.
Oh, this is so good. I miss you so much, Gabby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gabby
Back
Parsons.
At
I had the fix. I wanted to surprise the two of you
wow.
with Gabby
that
Parsons.
That was really good. Oh,
wow.
Thank you.
How
Gabby,
you doing?
How are you?
You know, I'm doing just fine. Just a minute. Got me all shook up. The last time I was on the radio was the last time I was on your show.
Wow.
Wow. That was, was that Max? Yeah, it was Max Inc. Radio, wasn't it?
Yep.
That's amazing.
I don't remember.
You
I
need
remember
to be on the
Mike
radio.
Massey and it rained really hot.
Oh.
Well, there's just no radio for me to be on here. I was going to get involved with the local radio, but it's not for me.
Everywhere is
people
so
are not
different.
For me here.
Well, that's when I always say I like my cats more than people sometimes.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So what are you doing? What are you doing to kill time out in New England?
I'm in Vermont, so we do a lot of road tripping around here. It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, I bet.
I go to the pool at the Y. I read. That's what I do. I don't have much. I cook.
It
I
sounds
do a lot
wonderful.
Of
what are you cooking these days? What's for dinner?
Lately, tonight was a quiche.
Yeah. Oh,
really good.
Yuck, there's eggs in that, Gabby. I'm allergic to eggs.
Too bad for you, more for Rocker
well,
and I.
I will make you my crispy peanut tofu. How's that sound?
That sounds all right. Do you have mustard, Gabby?
There's always mustard somewhere.
Excellent. Now, I know one of the bands you loved to introduce when you were still in the area for Atwood Fest was Steely Dane. I got lucky to introduce Steely Dane with you one time. And I know you and I have made Gabe Berdoulis our own little sandwich sometimes.
Has anybody heard from that boy? How is he doing?
He is doing amazing.
He's Rocky Nashville, from what we understand.
He's on a national tour with a pretty big up-and-coming country artist.
You got his phone number? We'll call him right now.
Yeah, we'll call him. And we'll do a phone, all of us.
We surprised Rocker and Terry with Gabby. We could surprise Gabe with all of us.
Oh, that would be so amazing. We're going to have to plan that.
That would be wonderful.
You know what? Yes. He'll join us. I'll play a Gabe song after we're done talking here.
Oh, good. Okay. I love it. Oh, Gabby, what a wonderful surprise.
Well,
I don't really miss living in Madison because it got too big. I didn't like that about it at all. Mm-hmm. But the music scene I miss on a regular basis. There's nothing here. And there's no good restaurants here. Oh. That's why I cook a lot.
Yeah.
So, and I really miss you wonderful people. It's just my heart. And we talk about coming out for Atwood Fest, but instead I'll just turn the AC off in my house and get really, really hot.
Maybe we ought to fly Mama Rocker out to Gabby and they just hang out for the weekend.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, I don't think Mama Rocker's going to miss the bands this year.
Oh, that's true. That is true. She's doing great.
We got a lot of good bands. I think, Gabby, there's got to be a discount like JetBlue or something out here for Atwood Fest.
That would be so good. Surprise us.
You know, but now you have three freaking stages. Three.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's torturous.
And it's hard to decide which one to be at for any given time because every single band is so, so good.
Yeah. It sure is. Yeah. The scheduling. Hey, Gabby, it's great to hear your
voice. We love you, Gabby.
Thank you for playing along with us tonight.
Oh.
Thank you so much for calling me and thinking about me and remembering me. It means a lot. I love you a lot.
We do, too.
We love you, too. And we'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Yes.
Let's take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Let's do some Gabe Berdoulis and Louder on Max Inc. Radio.
Much about all those things in a typical romance. You don't even want flowers on Valentine's Day. When you made the first impression about that, and I went to heaven, 'cause you took all my worries away. It was written out, then would you miss me, girl? You are the definition of everything I've been missing, but I just keep waiting for you to drop by. I just listen to us midnight when you pick me up, but it wasn't late enough, so we drove till we saw the sun. Sing louder, 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 so loud at the top of my lungs. Sing louder, 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 so loud at the top of my lungs, yeah. Sing the wrong words at the wrong time, and we don't care if we ever get it back. We sing the wrong words at the wrong time, and we don't care if we ever get it back. We sing it louder, louder and louder, so loud at the top of our lungs.
Louder, louder.
Maxi Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Marston from his 2022 yeah. release, Tune It Out, Running in the Dark. Holy cow, we talked to Gabby Parsons. I'm so happy that worked out, and you guys were happy about that. That was great.
We had no clue. You had us playing a game to start with, and then all of a sudden, here's Gabby Parsons. For those who don't remember, of course, she was on Triple M. Yep. She brought so much great area music to the airwaves there.
She single-handed had a big part in building community in the Madison music scene.
Absolutely, and we miss her tons.
We do.
That was really fun. And if you're just tuning in, you're going to have to listen to the podcast or catch it the next time it airs on Sunday night. It was a gas, wasn't it?
Good times, good times.
Great times,
hey,
yep.
Jeff from the Steepwater Band is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. Steepwater Band, of course, playing at Woodfest on Saturday, July 29th on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. We're going to talk with Jeff in just a couple of minutes. But first, I love this band here. I want to see this band play live. Jason Vargas and the Apollos. This tune is called Suffer on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sunny day, You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people, and the people should be for the radio. I am the funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield, that said that.
We can work with that.
Okay, brother. Thank you.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter. We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers. For the full band lineup, visit atwoodfest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
Floodgates are broken, trouble raging through. Hard times for me, hard times for you. It's such a pity.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. All the Steepwater Band there. I love the Steepwater Band. They're so good.
That was good.
Hey,
yeah.
You know, they're coming to Atwood Fest. And they're coming to Atwood Fest on Saturday, July 29th. They're playing on the Clyde's Double Field stage. And of course, that gave us an excuse to give Jeff Massey a call from the Steepwater Band. Hey, Jeff, how you doing this evening, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Thank you so much for taking the time with us. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, no kidding. So, hey, you've been on the road. I think I've been teasing you as we've gone back and forth and trying to set up an interview with you that you've got a lot of miles put on. How has the tour been? You've been all over the south of the U.S. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did a little mini tour of sorts last week. We were in Decatur, Georgia, Knoxville, Tennessee, and down in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're into, you know, the southern corner of Ohio. and then the rest of the summer, we've just, you know, been around the Midwest lately, but playing a lot of gigs, yeah.
Yeah, we joked, I think, you and I, about, oh, no, when we do this interview, will you be in a van with a bunch of guys? So where are you right now? Because it sounds like it's kind of quiet.
Yeah, I'm actually just hanging out in Chicago and just relaxing today. No gig today.
Good for you.
Nice. What do you do after a long tour? After, you know, last year you did Europe. This year you've done a bunch of shows in the South. What do you do when you get these days off to kind of do your reset and your rest and relaxation?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like to hang out with my wife and hang out with my dog and cook some meals and just relax. And then I like teaching guitar too. So
really?
I have guitar students. Yeah, I juggle that.
Those lucky kids.
Doing that too.
And then, adults, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids and adults, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So oh my gosh.
That keeps me on my toes, yeah, musically. So I stay musically busy even when we're off the road. I play acoustic shows or play with other people. So I'm always doing something musical.
When you're, what type of instruction do you offer your students? Like, what type of music do you introduce them to? Do you let them lead? Do you have a curriculum to follow?
A little bit of both. The curriculum really doesn't work because I have, like, you know, I got you know, older people that are retired and they want to learn James Taylor songs, and I got kids that want to learn, you know, metal. It's all over.
That's awesome.
The way of the world.
Oh,
I could teach you know, I could teach Judas Priest and you know, James Taylor in the same day, and then some modern, old. It's all over the map. But,
you know,
it's got to be
the theory
fun.
Is all the same.
Yeah,
yeah,
the
no
theory.
Matter what kind of music, the theory is the same. Mm-hmm. The notes are the same. Just what direction you want to take.
The cool. Baby boomers are retiring, and one of them is going to come to you and want to hear some Metallica or learn
true.
Some Metallica.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. I get some people that are like, I'm really into old stuff, like Pearl Jam.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh. Pearl Jam's old stuff now. I didn't know.
Oh, boy.
Does anybody want to learn your music?
Oh, yeah, teach them your stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I do. I have people that come up to me at shows, and they're like, do you teach guitar? And I'm like, yeah. And they sign up, and they want to learn Steve Potter songs.
That's awesome.
Makes it real easy on me.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, since we're talking about you teaching, when did you learn guitar, and how did you learn?
I started playing guitar when I was around 14.
Wow.
And just hanging around other buddies that were playing. I played for about a year on my own, just, you know, buying guitar magazines, learning from friends, and then I finally took a few lessons from a couple really good teachers. Mm. And then when I was about 18, my teacher quit his job and gave me the job, and I started teaching.
Oh. Wow.
All right. Let's start talking Atwood Fest.
Yes, Atwood now, Fest.
That would be rocker,
now,
of course.
Now, Jeff, this is rocker, right?
Yes.
And I remember.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Oh, man.
It's great to hear from you again. And, I mean, the first time we brought you into Atwood Fest was 2014. It was the first year that we had changed our name to the festival. And I thought you were such a great band. I've tried to get you back since, but it didn't work out. But you know what? I had a band drop out on me, and I talked to your agent. And he said, you know, I think he's on vacation between tours. And it looks like we landed you right in the middle for July 29th,
yeah,
coming
like a,
up at Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
Tell us
yeah.
about, because, and I yeah. heard, you know, you guys were like, wow, that's open. We got to play. So tell us about, you know, your excitement and coming back to Atwood Fest in Madison. And I know you haven't been here for a while.
I just remember having a great time at the first one, mm-hmm. and the first one we played, and I remember getting good crowd reaction and just enjoying it. And I think we might have just got back from somewhere.
You know,
like somewhere overseas, maybe, and went straight there.
Yeah.
I took a picture
something
of you
like
with a girlfriend of mine. She was like, I got to have a picture with those guys. They're amazing.
You know, the crowd was amazing the night. So I was the MC of the Max Inc. radio stage that night. And I believe you closed out the night and you finished your first set. Or, you know, the first set, you walked off stage for the encore.
Oh,
and I was taking care of the stage business. And it was the loudest the crowd has ever been that I can recall.
Wow.
Calling for an encore.
Yep.
It would the
really?
Energy was just amazing.
Yeah, I was there for fun, and it was. Well, awesome. It was incredible. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we can repeat that.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah. A lot of pressure.
No pressure. Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know one of your buds is going to be playing that same day on the Luther Allison stage, Miles Nielsen in the Rusted Hearts. Have you toured with them before?
Yeah. We've never done an actual tour together, but we've done shows together.
Yeah,
yeah, we've done some shows together, and we've known those guys for a long time and good friends, and yeah, that'll be great. We can catch them after we play. I think they're playing later than us, so we can probably catch their show.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, that'll be great.
I mean, between your two bands, what a bunch of talent. I mean, this is really going to be amazing. I want to ask you a little bit about Steepwater, if you don't mind. You guys have been together since 98, and I wrote down this quote that I found on your website saying, "The music life calls." Do you still feel that is so true after having done this since 1998?
Yeah, I'd say the courses remain the same. Yeah. Still love doing it just as much as ever and love being on stage and love seeing where the next song is going to come from and the next album and the next experience and where we're going to go next with it. And it hasn't fizzled out for us at all. I mean, there's always something around the corner. Some new musical adventure, and the older we get as a band, the longer we've been together, the more we seem to enjoy it.
You seem to gel together, too. The album Return of the Wheel, that was released back in 2022. Any plans to jump in the studio anytime soon?
Probably not this year. I think we're probably going to do some writing this year. Probably early next year and get something out next year as well.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to it.
That's a loose plan. That's a prediction.
don't worry, dude. We're not going to hold you to it here. What we are holding you to is Atwood Fest.
Absolutely.
2023 is happening July 29th and 30th. Steepwater Band is playing on Saturday, July 29th. Dude, you're going to be on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. You know who Clyde is, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
The funky drummer.
The funky drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
He would love your guitar lessons, I could guarantee
that.
Oh,
man, no kidding.
It's good. It's a great great day on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, Rocker. You got the Moon Gypsies.
Oh, yeah. Stephen Hull and the Stephen Hull Experience. Yep. They're going to be just before the Steepwater Band, so that's going to be really a bluesy lineup.
That's going to be hot. Yeah. Awesome. How do we best keep up with you? You know, for people that I'd hate to say that won't get to see you at Atwood Fest, but they're hearing us and they're hearing the music on Max Inc. Radio. How could they keep up with you the best way? And then obviously we encourage them to go see a show wherever you're playing.
Well, you know, all the usual avenues. Steepwater.com is the website.
Yeah.
Our Facebook page, you know, Instagram. And then, of course, the music's on all the streaming platforms that you would expect. Spotify, Apple Music, et cetera, et cetera. So we're not hard to find.
Excellent.
And I see
we're not hard to find. We don't want to be hard to find.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
I see that you are coming back to Wisconsin August 20th. You're going to be at Craft 30 in Sheboygan with Mark Ford. So there will be a few appearances. And you were just at Summerfest.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
Summerfest was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
Nice.
That's awesome. Summerfest is always cool. That's one of my favorite gigs.
Oh, wait. Just wait till Atwood Fest.
We had a good crowd. Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't mean that, you know.
Yeah. I know.
As
oh,
well
we're
as
kidding.
Atwood.
Your favorite gig in Milwaukee. That's what I meant to say.
And, you know, Rocker's band played Summerfest, so, you know.
Iron Plow.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, great to catch up with you. I appreciate your time tonight, and congratulations with all the success, and we can't wait to see you at Atwood Fest.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jeff.
Let's do another song from the Deepwater Band right now, Salvation in Time. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Pictures bright and clear.
Maxinc Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. That's the Steepwater Band, Salvation in Time.
So good.
Steepwater Band playing at Woodfest on 29th.
Saturday.
Thank you. On the Clyde Stubblefield stage.
Yes.
Get the full lineup at AtwoodFest at AtwoodFest.com. A little bit of a downer news. Dale R. Schmitz, a friend of the Solution and many people here in the Madison music scene, recently passed away. I'm about to play some Solution, so I wanted to make sure I mentioned Dale. I didn't know Dale. Mm-hmm. I never got to meet him, but from reading comments from on social media about him and on his obituary, he was very much involved with the Madison music scene. Hung out the boulevard over on Madison.
And didn't
east
you
side.
Say he ran sound over there?
He
and
did some
always
sort of
got
sound
yeah,
or lights
got
or something.
Great
like
sound over there. Yeah.
They do. So our hearts go out to Dale's
Absolutely.
Friends and family and the bands that he worked with. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play the Solution here, help it help work out the feelings and the emotions, I guess.
Yeah.
How does it feel? Maxinc Radio, we are local music.
Yeah.
brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
93.5
The Tap.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.